turning on the tape. Tape is on.
Okay.
Maybe you could tell me, give me a little sort of biographical information about yourself.
Yes, where I going all the way back, right? Yeah. Right. Yes, okay. I was born the 6th of January, 1913, mm-hmm. in Sandhausen, by Heidelberg. It belongs. Yes, Sandhausen. Yes, Sandhaus. Look at this, those books, everything. It's my cousin's son. He writes the books, the dialect books from Sandhausen. Uh-huh. It's very good. He got a gold medal from the state of over there for writing dialect. You know, the books? Yeah. And I have quite a
few.
Yes. In Sandhausen, right.
And,
well,
telling me when
I had one sister and three brothers.
Uh-huh. And what were your parents' names and what did they do?
Philip Baumann. Yes, I'm a Baumann.
B-A-U-M-A-N-N?
Yes. N-N. Yes, Baumann.
And what did your parents do?
Well, my mother was a housewife, right? Mm-hmm. And my father, we had an electro business.
A what?
Electro. You know, electrician, yeah, electrician. Electrician, we would sell lamps and irons and years back. Mm-hmm. When we started out, they had no TVs, but later on. But mm-hmm. when we started out, when I was little, or my father fixed all the people's, when the electric went out, or he installed new houses, you know, put the electric in. Mm-hmm. This huh. kind of stuff.
And his name was Philip?
Philip, yeah.
And was that Baumann with two
yes.
L's?
With two N.
Two N's, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And how did you become interested in, how did you learn to embroider?
Well, you see, how would I say, a lot of people have, we used to have embroidered aprons, mm-hmm. and then doilies, a lot of doilies. Mm-hmm. And like for Christmas, if you haven't got much money, you would get a piece of material from your mother or so, and the yarn you would have to buy or so, and you make a doily for a present. Because we always gave Christmas presents, we had to make them ourselves. And when that's one way. And then sometimes I made a lot of scarves. I needed a lot of scarves for Christmas, right? Yes, you know, to give the scarves, or the cloths, and socks, woolen, all this stuff. You learn when you, even I guess when you learn when you're 6 years, I made a scarf.
Really?
Because the easy stuff first, right? And then you go into the socks and to the cloths. The cloths are the hardest, you know, the socks. A lot of, so you would give this for, usually a lot of people get, in the winter time, you knit a lot and you embroider a lot and you crochet. Mm-hmm. And then I also made lots of bed slippers. Because, you know, for Christmas. What would
were
you
they
give?
Like sock slippers?
No, they are really slippers. Okay. How would I say? I have some here.
You want some?
Knitted one.
Mm-hmm.
So after, yeah, later on, the knitted ones, what I wear, the knitted ones. But years back when I was small, I always knitted them. Everybody knew what they were going to get for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Because, you see, when they would come in, we would hide it. My sister and I, we made them something like this. Mm-hmm. Everything had to be homemade. And then, well, that was for Christmas, but the winters were long, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't have no TV or so, mm-hmm. so you were busy. Are we making doll clothes for our doll clothes? We had a doll house, you know what my father made? Made all the own furniture, everything ourselves, and then we used to make little beds in there, you know, like.
Little beds? Really?
Sure.
Did you make them out of wood?
Yeah, sometimes out of wood, and we glued them, or we made them out of two cardboard, you know, a long one, and mm-hmm. the back one we stand up and make curtains there, mm-hmm. make them old fashioned.
Make a real canopy bed?
Yes, a canopy bed. We put nice material on them, so we didn't have to buy, you know, we didn't, a lot of things we made all ourselves mm-hmm. out of little remnants. And stuff. Very few people we bought because, things were expensive. Mm-hmm. And this was in 1920. Those were not the best years, and so,
yeah,
you know.
No,
yeah, no, it's after the First World War. We didn't have not much, even not much to eat either. So you couldn't be very, we had to go in the fall and pick up when there's, after a storm and the apples fall down, we put up, pick up the apples. And there nearby was a big, big, what is it called? Like a big farm, but a big one. They had Polish people working for them, you know, the Polish farmers worked, helped them. This was a big farm. And when they were through with their weed and stuff, we would go there and gather that. For the wheat, you pick it up, because I think they had machines like those old-fashioned, you know. And they cut, with, first they used to cut by hand, but later on in those big farms, they had like a machine or something, you know. And then when they didn't gather everything, so the people we would go, we had to go after school and pick this up for our chickens. There was the stuff,
that's
chicken, that's the way we fed our chickens.
Oh,
and then we went out in the field and we got some of those, we knew what to pick for our pigs, you know, to feed the pigs. And then the goats, we had a goat.
Mm-hmm.
And she really, the goats, we went near the, we had a lot of woods where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then we had sand dunes. We had
Sandhausen.
We had sand dunes where the farmers had rows and rows of asparagus. We grew asparagus there. And some farmers have had tobacco. We were not farmers, but we helped in the fall when, just before the, when the school starts, then the tobacco, I think, was ready to be put in bundles with long needles.
Mm-hmm.
So we kids would help. And we make the monitor this and buy our winter coat. So we could have a coat for winter, a new coat.
So you
picked, we picked the apples for us all, you know,
to eat
the good ones
and
it for ourselves. And my mom would make jelly with it. That's right.
And would jelly. You sell every?
No, never sell any.
So how'd you get the money for the coat?
Oh, no, I talk about then the farmers. We walked by the farmers for the tobacco.
Tobacco.
Oh,
right.
Made the bundles. Mm-hmm. And we also, they grew hops where I come.
Uh-huh.
It's hops for the beer, they make beer.
Mm-hmm.
And most farmers, they had a lot of acres with hops. And they used to grow up on strings, and the farmers bring big wagons home. And the children would go there, and they had to be picked up. And then we put them in big basket, and then they weigh them. And according how much they weigh, and a hop is very light. A hop weighs nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pick quite a lot. You had a special thing, like nearly a thing what you play the music with. It was a metal thing. You could pick, the hops. And then we made the hops and the tobacco. We made the money for our coat for the winter. See, our new things.
Mm-hmm.
Then this for school, new clothes and stuff.
Now this was something that boys and girls would both do?
Yeah, boys and girls would both do
this. It wasn't until you got to school.
Yeah, well,
they started making the girls do certain things and the boys do certain things.
Well, let's see, the boys and the girls, and we also had to go in the woods and gather the wood, you see, for our wooden stove. We had stoves.
At home.
Yeah, at home.
Mm-hmm.
So boys maybe would go more and pick woods in the woods,
mm-hmm.
and also had to have a hatchet when the old big trees, you know. That was more boy stuff.
Yeah.
The girls, we would have to get the stuff, the food for the goats. But in the wintertime, we couldn't do this. But in the wintertime, like I told you, we would be busy with our doll clothes or with our embroidery or knitting and crocheting. And
would it only be in the winter?
Yeah, mostly in the winter, mostly in the wintertime. In the summertime, well, we went to school. You see, when we went to school, we start, I guess, 8 o'clock in the morning, come home at 12 and go back at 1 and go back at 1. And come home at 4, and then later on at 5. And you know,
What would you do at 5 o'clock?
Nothing, then we come home, we have homework. Or then we had to do, this is school time, but you must know we didn't have this long vacation than here.
Right, but what you just said to me was you went to school at 8 in the morning, 8 until noon.
Then we go home to eat, and then we run back to school.
And
then 4 or 5 sometimes.
4 or 5?
Yes.
Right.
4. The younger ones, then later on, you know, the higher you go up, the more hours they have.
Oh, I see.
see. And then yes. You would have examinations?
Then we have, yeah, we had examinations too. So we had homework. Mm-hmm. And we had to do our homework, yeah, right? Sure. Yes, so we didn't had, during the school time, we didn't do much work. We only did our doll stuff.
Now,
yeah, and the handwork.
Right, now, how old were you when you started school?
Oh, yes, when I started school, six.
Did you make the doll clothes and embroider before that?
No, well, I made, but they were not pretty. It's just, we just had a piece of material and cut, and laid in the middle and cut out the neck, you know, in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
no,
I mean?
I don't.
No? That's the way you make a doll clothes when you wear little.
Oh, I see. You
up
make,
to here.
Yeah, you make
and then you cut here a little and here a little. And you hold it here and cut in there, then you have
oh, yeah,
the head
right. Then
goes,
you have like a neck.
Yes,
yeah, right. I get you.
We used to do this first.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were busy making doll clothes. I had a girlfriend. She was especially good in it. She was really, she also was like a seamstress later on.
Yeah.
And she always showed me
mm-hmm.
how to do what she made. So we made our doll clothes.
What was her name?
Anna.
Anna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anna. We were friends. All till I went to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We went together away to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
We worked like au pair girls in one house in a big patrician home. And from in Basel,
au pair.
They call them, you know, when you go in those big houses, you don't get paid. Just a little, you have to be recommended. Au pair is a French name.
Yeah, that's why I don't know it. I don't know
yeah.
French.
I think au pair you would
A-U-P.
Spell A-U-P-A-I-R. I think au pair.
All right. Well, look
it yeah,
up.
Yeah, look it up. And then we, see when I,
yeah,
only
you.
When I was finished, when I was 4, my mom died when I was 12.
Okay.
And then a lot of things changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was supposed to be, work more at home in the house.
Uh-huh.
My sister was only 13. And she could bake bread, she made the cookies, she made the cakes, she did the whole house, and I was more the player. I used to love to play with my dolls and sing songs and make poems then also.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Little things. I always was, my grandma was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma lived across the street from us. I could show you my just family picture there, then you can imagine how it was. And my grandma, and I took care of my grandma. I went over there, and every night I slept with her in her room. Now she had two beds, just big feather beds. And she had this big black stove, and she always had apples in there, and she fried the apples. And in the summertime, she always had geraniums on the windowsill. I remember all the, you know, always flowers she had. And she lived upstairs, what you call a mansard, right?
Right, yeah.
And the window looked down, see? One house was this, my father and my uncle lived across the street and my grandma lived just like this house across the street
mm-hmm.
and upstairs. So she could look down and she watched us off on the street.
Mm-hmm.
If we did something, she would knock on the window and say, and she always, or she would come down, she always combed our hair. And so she always thought we are not tidy with the hair. She loved my grandma. And she always, then she put oil on it. And it was, and you know, so it shines and it was stiff like, and they stuck out like this, the pigtails. And my sister, we said, Grandma, no, we don't really know. She said, that's nice. You will see at the picture that we had to look at her middle part and the hair stiff like that, with oil, you know. Can you imagine? And then she always looked. We could never be, you know, like, we always have wore aprons.
Really?
Always aprons. And if you, usually we lose our buttons and then you have a safety pin. And it was a big thing to check us if so we don't never use a safety pin. Always sew right away on the button. That was the first thing we learned. Never use a safety pin.
So what was the first
I was about 13, 12 then. I was about 12 when I had to sew my buttons
really?
And stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you learned how to embroider before you learned how to sew buttons?
Yeah, well, the buttons maybe I did before too, but this, before my grandma, I can, she didn't bother with her, only when my mother died. She was more,
uh-huh.
looked over us.
So this was something that your mother, in a sense, was supposed to do, but because she died, she couldn't.
Yeah, so my grandma.
Your grandmother took it on herself.
Yeah, that's right, on herself, yeah. And she, I guess my mom, we could never wear no safety pins either. Mm-hmm. But my mom, like a mother, she would always sew a man, I guess.
Right.
And even if she said you have to sew your button on, because you always lose your buttons on your aprons. That was the big thing with the girls. And they also had to sew all the buttons for the boys on the shirts. You had to learn this, mm-hmm. the earliest thing. Even maybe with 7, 8 years, you knew already to sew buttons. Kids do
yeah.
this,
uh-huh.
you know. They are very, so you are not, or you could have nothing to on.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be mended.
So do you remember who taught you how to make your first stitches?
Yeah, I did. My mom.
Your mother?
Yeah, my mother.
Do you remember how she taught you?
Well, it was in the kitchen. She used to be in the kitchen because there is the stove in the winter time.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
And let's see. I think it must have been on an apron, what had a fancy pocket, what has embroidery. You see,
mm-hmm.
So I had to learn. The first, just on an apron,
uh-huh.
I had to learn, and then I made those doilies then for Christmas or
uh-huh.
so I
yeah.
wouldn't, those were the first things mm-hmm. I
What's
did.
What's the first stitch that you learned?
The cross stitch.
The cross stitch.
This one here
uh-huh.
is the easiest.
And it's
but I learned all the others then too, while you get older, you learn all the, we teach it in school,
yeah.
I told you, we have.
That's what, yeah, could you describe some of that to me, how they taught you in school?
In school, we had
yeah.
a teacher.
Uh-huh.
A teacher comes, we had twice a week, I think, comes a teacher in our class,
mm-hmm.
and she showed us how to make, when you tear something,
mm-hmm.
to mend. And then she had to, maybe you made a handkerchief, and you learn how to
make an edge on it,
yeah, make an edge. And then later on, you really had to make a nightgown or a shirt when you are, and there you embroider, you always embroider your initials on it. See?
Really?
Yeah, you had
monogram.
To.
And
yeah, monogram.
And what would the initials be monogrammed in? In cross stitch?
No, they would be in steel stitch. What is
steel
it called?
Steel stitch?
Yeah, what is it?
Single stitch?
Yeah, I have it right there. Where on man this embroider. Let's see what they say there.
You learned buttonholes also
yes,
in school?
Very early the buttonholes. Mm-hmm. This is one of the first things to buttonholes. And those were very hard to make.
How come?
Buttonhole stitch. Well, because I told you they had this thing with the buttons and the buttonholes with one jaw or so.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always everything had to have a buttonhole.
Yeah.
I have the wrong thing. I want the paper. So you learn the buttonholes very early in life. You sew the button and the buttonholes.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what I have here. Oh yeah, this is the chain stitch. We learned this too at the beginning.
Oh, I see. You got a piece of paper here that gives the names of everything.
Yeah. You know, one night when she gave me this to make the Sandy clothes, she gave me this. I don't even look
Why?
At it. Well, it comes with it.
Oh.
You know, it comes with it.
Yeah.
She
so
knows
there's
I
the...
don't, but people what first start out, they wouldn't know. See, this we learn.
Uh-huh.
Very early.
Chain stitch.
Yeah, the chain stitch. And then where is the easy one?
The way I hemmed these trousers, I didn't.
Yeah, did you?
I didn't, really.
You didn't?
What I did was I put a little tack in.
Oh, see, you're a bad girl. Yeah.
I don't sew, so.
Yes, well, this would be easy to sew. This is easy.
Not me.
No, it isn't here.
What?
Yeah. It
what
is this
they,
a simple
why did they
stitch.
Teach you sewing?
Maybe the stripe. Well, you had to.
Why?
Because you made your own aprons.
Uh-huh.
It was too expensive to buy aprons.
Uh-huh.
You made your own nightgowns later on. This comes later. But you made your own slips.
Uh-huh.
Slips comes
did
first
too.
No, we didn't wear uniforms, no, because we didn't. It was all the public schools.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We didn't have. You had to, how would I say, well, a lot of girls made their own blouses or own little skirts and stuff, but the sewing came after. First you learned to sew.
First you learned how to make the stitches.
Sew, yeah, the stitches.
Mm-hmm.
and the crocheting. I mean, the embroidery, because it's easy. Then the crocheting, then the knitting. The knitting, the socks and the cloths, the harder. See, crocheting is easier than knitting. And so we could easily learn to make a scarf, crochet a scarf. And later on, when you knit a scarf, you start out with the simple things before you can make socks. But socks were, everybody wore socks. You had to, and then we used to make sweaters, you know, pullovers later on. Yes, nice. That came later.
Yeah.
But first you do the simple things, like I said. Or we made hats, always, not hats. You know, for the the winter time, for the winter, we always met. We could knit or we could crochet them.
Do you have any of those things that you made when you were younger?
No. I used to, I had something. I was looking the other day. No, I don't know if I still have had it. I had it when I came here. Now I'm here, you know how many years?
Well, you came to the United States in 37. So you've been here about
50 years.
50 years.
Right, yeah, so.
When did you come to Florida?
26 years ago.
Right. And how did you, how have you adapted?
Here in Florida, well.
Well, how have you adapted the thing, do you still knit? Are there any things that you don't do anymore?
Oh, well, I tell you, when my girl, when my daughter went to college here in Stetson, then I started to crochet again and knit.
Oh, really?
Because she went to Europe, she went. She got a scholarship, going to the Black Forest, and it's cold there. We were here in Florida, so she says, "Mom, can you make me some? You know, then they had those vests, just vests, crocheting and scarf outfits, a scarf and she has this yet, you know. Then I made a big woolen socks up to her knees." Yeah, that's the time I made it. For a long time I didn't, but then when she was when she was in college,
are you knitting anything now?
I don't do. I don't think. No, I don't do. I don't,
you don't
do knitting
now.
No.
Is that because
I did,
you
I did knit about 2 years ago. I made 16 pairs of bed slippers. Everybody got their whole relatives.
Oh my gosh.
I show you. Yeah.
You have a pair of bed slippers.
Yeah, I show you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. While you're here. Why don't you read it?
I should read it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You need, you, yes, you need little Sammy. Little Sammy is my name. I have not yet been brought to fame. My uncle you know well, but now my story I will tell. I wear red, white, and blue, and to my country I will hold true. My emblem is our eagle, which makes me feel quite regal. Our flag I hold in my hand. I would gladly lead a band. Stars and stripes forever. Lie, steal, or cheat, I would never. George would surely giggle to see my cherry nose wiggle. But it is not his heart I wish to steal. Rather, it is with your children with whom I deal. Their minds are open, young and free, and that is just why they need me. For liberty, justice, and freedom cannot be seen by them. They need a symbol to hold and touch, for this is what they need so much. They say Uncle Sam needs you, but you need little Sammy too.
Nah.
You like it?
When did you, you've been writing poems for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. I always, I told you when I was a little girl, I found some poems when I used to write in Germany, I think I found the other
day. Really?
Yeah, and I want to send in to the, to, you heard about the Hausfrau in German, you know, there. Did you heard about the Hausfrau?
No.
It is this magazine, oh, that's great. You have to know about this. Oh,
Hausfrau.
Yeah, see it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my. It's a, I guess it's a women's magazine.
Yeah, it's a women's magazine, and then people seen. Oh, I sent in, what did I send in? Oh, once a story. I sent in this story to them. But, see, I didn't send my poems into the Hausfrau yet, but I'm going to, I just found them again. I'm going to, some
here
little ones. Isn't that where it is?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, here.
Athens, Georgia.
No, this. No, I mean where they made, where this.
Athens, Georgia.
Oh, they moved. They moved. Yes, see, I have some. They just moved lately. Mm-hmm. This is a new address. They used to be up north. Oh. Now they came further south. Mm-hmm. And they are really beautiful.
So there's a lot going on of maintaining German tradition and culture.
Oh, yes. There's
and
a lot
here,
in the north.
Here, you know, the club.
Here. And they have a new one coming out. It's called Scala. My daughter, she has this one because it's more teachers and people, professional people
uh-huh.
get it.
Okay.
It's
don't
over
worry
there.
About.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
There.
It's
yeah. It's Scala. She gets, so I get this too. I get
Scholar as in Scala.
Scala.
Yeah. As in Scholar.
S, not like in Scala. S-C-L-A-L-A. Scala.
Huh. What does
right
that
there.
Mean?
Oh, I don't know. It's an... They made this up. I guess they shortened maybe the name, the words, right? Yeah. This is where, this is old already. I mean, the Hausfrau, they have quite for many years already.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a lot of people get this.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me some about, you know, how you became, how you started writing poems?
Oh, well, no, well, you see, how good. Well, when I used to, I belong to the women's club here.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about when you were doing it as a child.
As a child, oh yeah, I tell you.
What was your first poem?
Yes, my first poem was because my mother wasn't alive anymore, and my sister used to bake bread, and I made a little song about her. I would look in the window because we are not. It was a sin. My grandma said to look in the mirror.
What?
So, my grandma's idea. I have to show you my grandma after. So I used to open my kitchen windows and you could see, you could look in the window.
Uh-huh.
And I saw myself, right? And they didn't know why I wanted to look in the window. And then I made little poems. So for my, this was the first, I think. I said, like my sister, what is my sister doing? Oh, she makes the dough for some bread. What is she doing then? She brings it over to the baker.
So you make
so make, yeah, over to the, yes, cook, baked. Bread you bake, right?
Yeah.
So she brings it over. We used to bring it to the baker by us. Some people had their own big stoves, but not we. Yes, but you, the baker, you bring, yeah, they had those big things, loaves, what they call it, the round loaves.
Mm-hmm.
They are antique today, where they used to bake them in, you know. And well, while she made the dough, that was the first thing. I made this up. And she said, well, it's easy to do. It's very hard to make the dough, you know. The dough, she was only 13 years old, and it was heavy.
And how old were you?
I was 12, not quite 12. And I used to like to, and when my father came home, then he said, if I helped, she said, well, she was singing again and making up stories. It's all what she wants to do. And then I would get my grandma. See, you learn to wash the dishes.
Where?
Home. My sister cooked and I was supposed to wash the dishes.
Did you?
So no, you know what I did?
What?
I got my grandma and she washed it.
No.
And she didn't wash it clean enough for my sister. Then I got it over again. Then when my father used to come home with my oldest brother, they said, what did Erna? Yeah, she got grandma again for the dishes. And you can look at the dishes, they are not clean. So I had, then I really had to wash them. Because my sister still tells this when we have family reunions. All those stories when we were, you know, young and little, I don't want her to tell it because my kids, they say, Mom, and you made us do it, you know.
Oh, you did? Made
them do it? Sure, yes. I guess you do. Didn't you have to help?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I guess you must know nowadays it's different what children have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my daughter, she had to wash the dishes or help and clean her home, and she baked every week a cake. She was very young when she started out. She did the baking.
Mm-hmm.
And not much, and you couldn't tell her twice because she did it.
She just
She just did it, but not the boys, you know. Mm-hmm. Boys are different, but she...
So you basically would write about...
Yes, things. Sewing, yes. No, I just would like to make things all right.
What other kinds of things would you like to make up?
Oh, yeah, I really like little poems, like, and sing in songs. I would sing my own, you know, make up, well, the songs.
Can you give me a, can you sing
them
for me?
No, I would have to think far, far back. Oh, well, this is the one. Was macht unsere Emma? Sie macht einen Rivoletei. Wofür macht's die Emma? Auf das Küchelein. Was macht dann die Emma? Trägst zum Bäcker? Now you cannot have this, right? To bake? Oh, I don't know any. Well, it would take wait, let me think. Yeah, I have to. What is Emma doing? Mm-hmm. What is Emma doing? Oh, she makes a dough for a cake. Why? What is she gonna put on top of the cake? She makes, you know, the. Do you hear of Streuselkuchen? Cake Streusel? No. Streusel. This is butter and flour. They make in top. It's we call it. In Riebelteig. See, but in English, it is, yeah, a streu. They buy them here too. They buy those coffee cakes with this.
Crumb
cakes. That's what she does. Right. What is she doing? She makes a crumb cake. Oh, yes. And then she brings it over to the baker. And the baker bakes it fine and it comes out fine. And so we come home and we have a good time when we eat, you know, her cake. We eat crumb cake. But it's just a child, you know.
Would you write songs and write poems about just day-to-day sorts of things that you saw?
I could. Yeah, I want to go back. That's what I had in my mind. When we used to go in the woods, and I used to go and look for my grandma.
You go look for your grandma?
You see, my grandma used to go in the woods and she got lost.
Oh, really?
Come here, I got to show you to her, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, here, let me see.
Oh, no, you want to bring this along?
Yeah. Oh, you gotta tell this story again? I didn't have the tape recorder.
No.
Right? Would you tell it the story
she went for the Gerda Woods for their stove. It wasn't necessary, you know, but she wanted to do something. So we had a little wagon, and with this wood, she starts the fire. Then after she has bigger pieces, right? So she went in the woods, and when I came home from school, they would say, Grandma is not home yet for lunch or for dinner. We ate dinner at noon. So for lunch. And I had to go with my bicycle. The woods were maybe 10, 15 minutes away from us. So I went with a bike and I looked all over for my grandma. And since she was tall and dark, she was in a long dress all the time, a long apron. And I would find a wagon, but I couldn't see no grandma. But I knew she must be around. So I went around till I found her. And then when I found her and we came to the wagon, she hardly had no wood gathered at all. So I put her in the wagon and I tied a little wagon on my bicycle and I went home. And my father, they used to say, there comes Anna again with her grandma in the little wagon. And my father said, how many times must I tell you, grandma is too old to put in the wagon. I said, but she walks too slow and I want, you know. So, and I had a hard time peddling grandma.
Yeah, was your grandmother a big woman?
She was tall, maybe nearly a head taller than I. She was tall. My father was very tall. My grandma's, our kids are all about nearly 6 feet, my children, the girl too. I'm the smallest. And grandma was tall too. To me, I guess she seems much taller, you know, when you are a child or so. Yes! Yeah, I walked for the Secretary of the League of Nations in Geneva. I was his governess. So that was...
So you left Germany.
Yeah.
You were 8 years old.
No, 16.
16, I'm sorry. You went to Geneva.
Yeah, no, I went to Switzerland. I went to Basel first.
Basel first.
My girlfriend, like an au pair girl, we were two girls in one patrician home.
I see.
And then we decided we want to go to Geneva. But you cannot go from Switzerland, you cannot go from one city to another. You have to go first to the capital, that was is Bern. Mm-hmm. And then we had to ask the parents first if we can go.
Yes, the parents who you worked for? You think
no, you, if parents? We could, if we could, the people what, where we worked for, they had to let our parents know that we want to go to Geneva. It's not like here, people can pack up and go.
No, they can't.
Right?
No.
Maybe today they do it, but not those years. Yeah. When you were six, we were 18, if you stay there 2 years in a house, mm-hmm. then you're 18 when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to go to the capital, to Bern. And then once, when they let you in Bern, you have to have papers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go in other cities in Switzerland.
Uh-huh,
that's the way it used to be.
Uh-huh.
So we went to Geneva, and in Geneva then, we went, we learned already French in Basel. We went to evening schools.
Oh, so you went to school to learn the French with the idea that you would do this?
Yeah, right. When I was 16, we went to evening schools.
Yeah, that's a very scheming sort of thing to do.
Yes, so we...
Now, did you continue doing things like embroidery and...
Oh, knitting? No, I only did this, I told my... We made our own clothes, my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend,
so,
Anna. We made our own clothes in Switzerland, too.
So when,
and we embroidered, right. We wanted on.
Did you do it now, when you were embroidering in Germany, you were doing it more really for fun and making gifts, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did it for gifts,
and
that's
then,
all.
When you moved to Switzerland, you started really doing it for yourself.
Just
making
for...
Making your clothing.
Yeah, clothing.
Did you make gifts?
Well, we didn't make so many gifts anymore. Then we were older.
Interesting. Things like that sort of switch. All of a sudden you start making things for other people, and then bingo, you have to start making it for yourself.
Is right,
it a gift
yes.
anymore?
No, then you didn't, then you thought for Christmas you couldn't.
Yeah.
No more. Yes, I still made bed slippers.
You still made bed slippers.
Because that was the easiest thing to give for Christmas, right? I gave them here, I made them here.
Did you taught your children how to make the bed slippers?
No, Melissa has got it. She learns to crochet. Where is your little, I think in the basket in there, in the closet, where your thing, she's going to learn.
So you're teaching,
crochet.
Are you teaching her?
Yes, I teach her. She's doing the chain, she's the chain. They learn also. I teach them German.
You teach them German too?
They play in German. They can dance a German dance, and they sing the little songs. And she can read in the German little book, because she reads it. She has to translate it into English, so she knows what she's saying. You know.
Ist das eine Kinderlein? Yeah,
das ist
eine Kinderlein.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. See, we are busy, right? We are busy people, right? No, not so busy anymore. Just like...
So you're teaching your grandchildren. Did you teach children?
Yeah, I don't...
No?
You couldn't... In this little yellow in your playroom, in the yellow closet, when you open the doors, is there the basket? Maybe you stuck it in there.
Oh.
He goes to... Oh, then there once the embroider. There she has... Last year I wanted her to embroider a doily like I used to do for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
But she has only a couple of gross stitches on. It didn't, isn't this easy. But I guess this year she maybe gets...
She's doing needle point this year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's doing the needle point?
Stitching, yeah, you know,
yeah.
The little plastic thing.
Oh, yes.
And you
yeah,
go.
That's
good.
Yeah,
she started
doing that. Yeah. A little bit. That's good. No, my daughter didn't. She does needle points. I didn't... taught her, I think, how to knit. I don't know if she knows how to knit. To be
but
truthful.
You didn't teach your daughter how to do these things, but you're teaching your grandchildren?
Yes.
Why?
Because, I don't know, that's happened often, they do this. I think when you're younger, then I have more time now.
Mm-hmm.
You're older, that's what happened, I think. When you're younger, you don't have this much time to sit down and show her how to, you should, really. And I don't think, but she had to sew all the buttons on, or if she tore something or make her hem, the sewing she had to learn. You didn't find it?
No.
You made a big thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
They have a playroom, you should see it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, They have to have. Yes, you had more time now, right? And more patience. When you are young, that's what it is. You have more patience. That counts a lot, isn't it? See, you hear this often. Even when they come, they look forward. They like to do it. And I don't know why I didn't taught my daughter. I think I showed her once how to knit. It took a long time. I think she didn't like it or whatever.
Were you actively knitting then?
Yeah, no, yes. I would knit still some, let's see. Oh, I made all cloths. I used to knit it up north on the farm. I still made cloths, knitted cloths. And then, you know, those knee warmers, the knitted ones, and the pieces what you have from here to here, you just knit pieces so they are not cold. Ankle warmers, yeah, for this. You see, you have a coat on. And you would get cold in here. And we need little
wrist
ones.
Mufflers.
Yeah, something like this. We used. Okay. And when they are, sure, I would knit for them when they were little. Their hats and their scarves and those knee warmers and war wool and stuff, yeah. I forgot about, I don't know. Because, you see, when you go to Florida.
Can't find it.
No? I don't know where she put it.
I gave it to you.
I know. I don't know where I stuck it. You have so many things. It should be in the, it should be there.
It's not located.
No? This would be the only class that it would be in there in your playroom because it is your stuff. Yeah, she made
What was the name of the town you lived in New York?
When I came?
No, when you lived in New York, upstate New York.
Rheinbeck.
Rheinbeck.
Yes.
Rheine.
Rheinbeck.
Rhein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the River Rhine. Okay. That's where it's named after, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Rheinkliff. See, Rheinkliff is found in Rheinbeck.
Yeah.
It's very historical.
Uh-huh. Well, uh-huh.
Yes.
I've got my history lesson today.
Yeah. Oh,
what
yes.
What are these pieces over here? You brought out.
This, see, that's what we made. I used to make, but I didn't make this. But that's the kind of stuff we used to make for Christmas, always. This is a bed warm. This is a bed jacket when you go to bed. So we would make, those I used to make.
Who made that?
That is my aunt made it.
Uh-huh. Here.
Oh, this, yeah. This is my aunt made. Because, look at this, I keep it for a souvenir. I never wore it in the United States. But I kept it. See, this is a check. They call it a bed jacket.
Right.
For Christmas, you used to get a bed jacket. This is another one. And so I kept them too. Okay. Now you want to take one with my old bed jacket.
What?
And my hair.
Actually, because of the light again.
Oh, should.
That's all right. I think I got it like this. We won't get your face really. Actually, should. I don't know how these are going to come out because of that light. That's the only problem.
Should I sit here and you should sit there?
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good idea. Let's try it. All right. But you've got other things too. Huh?
Oh, I could hold it.
I took pictures of this.
Oh, yeah? That you would have found together, the bed jacket and the bed slippers.
Oh, yeah. Hey!
Oh, she found it, see?
Why do you learn how to do the knit first? So
she gets, she has to know how to hold a crochet needle.
Uh-huh.
She got to learn first how to crochet needle. Uh-huh. She hold a needle, so she knows. From then, she makes a them in tap, what you call. Oh, well, the
a what? Sanger.
A stabchen.
Stabchen a hole.
Yeah, no, a stabchen is this. You see there? She's
a series of stitches.
Yeah, the stitches.
Yeah,
the bigger short one, long ones, tight ones. That's where. But first you got to learn your chain stitch.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you have to know the how to hold her.
How did she teach you to do it,
Melissa? You know, remember?
Now.
She showed you, right?
Did you just sat down and she did it?
No, and I looked. And I had a hard time to go through this, through the loop. right? But now she, see, she did all this. So next time, see, she can learn to put a step. Boy, why wouldn't I know it? In top of it. Well, you both don't know crochet, so you don't know what you call it.
And you also have over there an apron.
Yeah, I show you. See, that's the kind of aprons we learned on DS back or so. And this I only got. This is where you learn.
Oh,
the cross stitch. That's old. See?
And you learn how to cross stitch with that.
Yeah.
Let's take a picture of this.
I do. It's beautiful.
That's pretty, isn't this?
Yeah,
it is. Melissa has little ones like this. Oh, yeah, you show the lady.
You want to step back?
Yeah.
Okay. Oops, I'm sorry. Now she's got to do all the posing and I'm doing the sitting, right?
Yeah, that's better. I was sitting.
I don't think that's all that big. And you would make these?
Yeah, we learn on this, on aprons. Mm-hmm. And from there we go to tablecloths, and first doilies and then tablecloths, you know.
You'd make the aprons first?
Yeah, you learn on the aprons, and then you make doilies, and then you go to tablecloths.
Uh-huh.
Pretty ones. I don't know where my tablecloths are. I guess maybe my daughter has it, or Shelley. Oh, yeah, here, where is your thing? This is the hard part. Let's see, she had vacation now. Don't sit on this, I just got this. That's a different story.
What
is this? This would be something for you.